Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. So thanks for being on the second date update. You went on a first date with a girl named Monica, and the date was a success. 5 stars, no notes, but apparently something went wrong that you don't know about because she's icing you out. Let's talk about the date. First of all, how long ago did you go on this date?
A week and a half ago.
Okay. And what did you guys do?
We like met up at a little bar, had some chips, a couple margaritas. That led into a meal because we were feeling it, and then walked her to her car, got a kiss. That was it.
Got a kiss, too.
Yeah, it felt like it was solid.
And it was like a normal kiss, not like a grandma kiss, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't like the kiss on the cheek. It was real on the lips kiss.
And you can't think of any. I mean, that sounds cute.
Sounds like a perfect date.
Especially if the date like was only supposed to be drinks and then it turned into a full meal. I mean, that's such a good sign.
Right.
We have her on hold. We're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear the whole conversation. But you're on hold and you won't be able to talk back to us. Then once we get a reason, we're going to conference everybody together, see if we can work this out and get you a second date. Okay?
That sounds great.
All right. Mark's now on hold. Let's talk to Monica. Good morning, Monica.
Hi.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie from The Wake Up Call, and you're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Mark, who you went on a date with, where you guys were just supposed to grab some margaritas, and it turned into a full-on meal, and he said the date was awesome. He even said that you gave him a kiss at the end of the date. What's going on?
The date was fine. He's a very nice guy. But during the date, he had his phone on the table, and he got a notification. And I didn't see exactly what the notification said, but it was from Grindr.
The notification was from the dating app Grindr.
Yeah, so I already knew what that meant. And no, I didn't want to be impolite, so I let the date continue. I didn't say anything about it, but I just know he's gay.
Oh.
So that's it.
So, for anybody who doesn't know what Grindr is, it is a gay dating app, right?
Or hookup.
Right. So, I just think he's closeted. I don't know why he wasted my time, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So, let's get Mark back on here. Mark, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. So, there's your answer.
So, hold on. First, let's be very careful. And Mark, if at any point you're uncomfortable and want to hang up, that's fine because we're not trying to out anybody. So let's.
I'm pretty out in the open. I'm bi. I'm queer. Whatever you want to call it. But you know, I don't necessarily think that's owed to a first date, especially if it's not going to get physical. That's a different conversation.
I feel like you should have told me ahead of time because honestly, that's not my thing.
Your thing isn't dudes?
Guys. I don't like guys that like other guys.
Okay. Wow. You know what? From like all the conversations that we had, I didn't imagine you'd be so like old world about this. I don't understand. I just don't understand necessarily why it matters who I like. I like the person that I'm with when I'm with that person.
Okay, but you're also on a gay dating app.
Yeah, and you're also on a straight and gay dating app. I don't understand the problem. It's a person, not a package.
This is something you tell somebody ahead of time.
I guess the rainbow flags in my profile were a little shocking.
Well, I mean, I mean, you can be an ally and still have rainbow stuff on you. Okay, so Mark, what is the reason why you didn't tell her before you met that you're bisexual?
Because it's not necessarily a conversation you want to have, especially when this is so often the end result. Because a woman cannot fathom that a man can enjoy his time as equally with a woman or a man or a trans man or woman or non-binary person. I feel like a conversation on sexuality kind of is moot when you're on a date with somebody.
Why is that?
Because if you're on the date with that person, I feel like it's implied that you are trying to be there in a romantic way.
So, okay, I hear what you're saying. Monica, let's say you're on a date. Would it bother you? Like, would you, even though you would be with a guy who loves you and is dating you and interested in you and is attracted to you, would it bother you if they also were just attracted to men?
Yeah, of course it would bother me. This is not cool.
I can understand not wanting to date somebody that's bisexual strictly because I would always feel it would be an insecurity for me. It's not that I would find it disgusting or anything, but I would probably always feel like, well, you like something that I can't possibly provide you. Even if you're with a guy that likes big boobs and you have small boobs, you still have boobs.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't need to compete with dudes. Like, I'm good. I'll find a straight guy.
No, you can't. It's clear.
All righty. Monica, thank you for your time. Mark, sorry that it ended in the way that you weren't hoping for. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.